Noma Noor, slightly taller than the average human, disfigured by ceremony and by his own hand, fitted with a false eye that could spit poison, waited uneasily at the entry to Shimra's private chambers in the rounded crown of the sacred mountain. He hadn't been summoned to private audience with the Supreme Overlord since his return from Zonama Seacot, and he wasn't sure what to expect. The membrane shimmered and parted to reveal Anami, gesticulating to Noma Noor.
"Enter, Prefect,"
Shimra's pet said, affecting a supercilious tone. Noma Noor edged past him into the spacious circular chamber. Shimra sat in the center of the room, atop a circular dais, in a high-backed seat that lacked the pomp of his public throne.
"Did you not wonder when we three would meet again?"
Anami asked softly as Noma Noor passed. Noma Noor ignored the question and approached the throne, genuflecting at the edge of the foul-smelling moat. From an inner pocket of his green robe, he removed the lightsaber that had stirred so much strife in the Hall of Confluence earlier on.
"Dread Lord, your desire was that this be delivered to you."
Noma Noor kept his gaze lowered while Shimra took the weapon from his hand. He looked up with alarm when he heard the distinctive snap hiss of the lightsaber's energy blade. No larger than a votive candle in the grip of Shimra's right hand, the lightsaber thrummed as it cleaved the air.
"Answer me honestly, Prefect. Do you believe in the gods?"
Shimra brought the violet blade close to Noma Noor's neck.
"Bear in mind, honestly, if there was some benefit to believing, you mean. I follow the example set by the priests, Lord."
Shimra's eyes bored into Noma Noor's single orb.
"Are you suggesting, Prefect, that our priests are not acting out of the goodness of their hearts?" "Lord, I have seen many hearts, and few showed evidence of goodness." "Clever,"
Shimra said slowly.
"That's the word everyone who knows you, or who has had dealings with you, uses. Clever."
To Noma Noor's relief, Shimra deactivated the lightsaber.
"What does one like yourself make of the whisperings that circulate among the elite?"
Shimra asked from his simple chair.
"That the gods have become angered by my decisions."
"May I speak freely, Lord?"
"You had better,"
Anami said. Shimra glanced from Anami to Noma Noor, then nodded his enormous head.
"I would answer that many of the high caste failed to grasp that the actions you took were a tribute to the gods. Actions no less bold than those taken by Yun Yuzhan when he gave of himself to bring the universe into being."
Shimra leaned forward.
"You impress me, Prefect. Continue."
Noma Noor grew more confident.
"Many of us had accepted as fact that the generations of wandering through the intergalactic void had been a test of faith, which, as you yourself pointed out, we failed miserably. By quarreling among ourselves and worshipping false gods, weakening the hinges of our own gates."
Shimra nodded sagely.
"Any group without opposition falls inexorably into decay and tyranny, or both."
"But you, Dreadlord, saw the arduous journey for what it was. A consequence of our previous failures. You understood that our shapers were fast approaching the limits of traditional knowledge. That they were essentially powerless to repair our deteriorating worldships. That our priests were likewise unable to rescue our society from the depths to which it had sunk. That our warriors, left without a war, had nowhere to turn but upon one another. We were dying in the void, Lord, and were it not for your toppling of Quoriel and his cautious followers, the Yuuzhan Vong might have ended there."
Shimra stared at him.
"Oh, you are a dangerous person, Prefect."
He paused, then added,
"I will educate you about the gods. The question is not whether they exist, but if we have any further need of them. The gods may have created us, but it is we who sustain them through worship. Now, they are bereft because the roles are reversed. They are angry because they have been forced to recognize that their hour has arrived. That the time has come to surrender power to Shinra and the New Order.
Again, Shinra ignited the lightsaber and waved it about, as if to emphasize his remarks.
This is the Great Har War, Prefect. The Yuuzhan Vong against the gods.